1 week after a massive natural gas explosion in San Bruno, California, there are jitters in the Bay Area. Two schools were evacuated yesterday after reports of natural gas-like smells, though no leaks were detected. And a leak in Oakland prompted officials to evacuate dozens of people there. Investigators still don't know why the decades-old pipeline in San Bruno ruptured. But that community, like many others, was built near an aging pipeline that was out of sight and out of mind. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
I'm standing in front of the Red Cross Assistance Center in San Bruno, California, and victims of last week's tragedy file in and out. And in the days since the fiery explosion claimed four lives and more than 30 homes, there's been a recurring question here. Why did no one tell us we were living near a 30-inch natural gas pipeline?
I had no idea. It's something you don't think about. You think about the neighborhood, you think about the schools and access to the freeway, but you never think about what's underneath you.
Michelle Ashley is a mother of two young children. Her home is across the street from the ruptured pipeline, and although her house survived, everything inside is smoke damaged and has been declared a total loss.
Maybe if I did know, it might not have mattered because I've never heard of a fire, you know, something so devastating caused by this.
But Carl Weimer knows a lot about the underground potential for a catastrophe. He directs the Pipeline Safety Trust, an advocacy group based in Bellingham, Washington.
There's 2.5 million miles of pipelines all over this country, and on average, there's a pipeline, significant pipeline incident every other day.
Weimer says most pipeline mishaps occur away from population centers, but the inferno in San Bruno was bound to happen.
The pipeline companies have worked real hard to keep their pipelines out in the middle of nowhere. Unfortunately, our communities have grown over the last 40, 50, 60 years when the pipelines were put in, and oftentimes we're now putting housing developments or businesses right near or on top of pipelines.
The San Bruno pipeline that ruptured was 50 years old. Around the country, there are thousands more like it. Since 1990, federal officials have reported more than 2,800 significant gas pipeline accidents. The nation's pipeline network is in private hands, but subject to federal and state inspectors who are spread too thin. Weimer says, to a great degree, gas companies inspect and police themselves.
Part of the way the regulations are set up is that they need to come up with a regime to do the inspection to make sure their pipelines are safe. Then the government looks over their shoulder to make sure they're doing it at least to the minimum regulations. Some of the companies go way beyond what they're required to do, and other companies are skirting by doing the bare minimum.
After last week's tragedy, PG&E, the owner of the ruptured gas line, has found its operations under increased scrutiny. An industry watchdog group called the Utility Reform Network, or TURN, released documents showing that 3 years ago, PG&E asked for and received a rate hike to replace a portion of the same pipe that ruptured last week. That portion was a couple of miles north of the explosion. Still, PG&E never did the job, says Mindy Spatt of TURN.
We're not saying that the explosion would have been avoided had it been fixed, but it couldn't have hurt to have been looking at a section of pipe that close by.
In a statement posted on its website, PG&E said it is constantly prioritizing its projects and that it is committed to the safety of its gas transmission system. Meanwhile, in Washington, the Obama administration has proposed new laws to increase the maximum fines for major safety violations that lead to death or injury, and it wants to hire more inspectors. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.